believe him. I had to persist in my attempts to get straightened out enough to be able to use the drinks I needed without their turning on me. Besides, how could he understand? He wasn't a drinking man. He didn't know what it was to need a drink, nor what a drink could do for one in a pinch. I wanted to live, not in a desert, but in a normal world. And my idea of a normal world was being among people who drank. Teetotalers were not included. And I was sure that I couldn't be with people who drank without drinking. In that, I was correct. I couldn't be comfortable with any kind of people without drinking. I never had been. Naturally, in spite of my good intentions, in spite of my protected life behind sanitarium walls, I several times got drunk and was astounded and badly shaken. That was the point at which my doctor gave me the book Alcoholics Anonymous to read. The first chapters were a revelation to me. I wasn't the only person in the world who felt and behaved like this. I wasn't mad or vicious. I was a sick person. I was suffering from an actual disease that had a name and symptoms like diabetes, a cancer, a TB. And a disease was respectable, not a moral stigma. But then I hit a snag. I couldn't stomach religion, and I didn't like the mention of God or any of the other capital letters. If that was the way out, it wasn't for me. I was an intellectual, and I needed an intellectual answer, not an emotional one. I told my doctor so in no uncertain terms. I wanted to learn to stand on my own feet, not to change one prop for another, and an intangible and dubious one at that. And so on and on for several weeks, while I grudgingly plowed through some more